So I handed you out a photocopy of the Chafetz Chaim. Why a photocopy of the Chafetz Chaim? We're learning Maseches Pesachim. So we started the sugya of Efshav Lo Mechavin, Lo Efshav Mechavin. Did we actually read the Gemara a little bit inside? Did we say? I really lost track because I'm so not consistent. I apologize. So yeah, Thursday we did. Okay, so we started going through. There are two Lashonos in the Gemara about what exactly the Machlokas is between Abaye and Rava. And we mentioned how it's a good idea to draw a chart to get a proper picture of what's actually happening in the Gemara. But the basic topic is Hana'a Balo Liadam Bal Karcho. A person gets Hana'a Bal Karcho. What does it mean a person gets Hana'a Bal Karcho? It means that he gets Hana'a in a situation where he's not going there for that Hana'a, just incidental. He happens to be there and he gets a certain Hana'a. So we were talking in the context of Hana'a from chametz, that a person happens to be in a place and there happens to be a nice smell from the chametz that's coming somehow. Or you have a case where a person, the Gemara speaks about a person walking by an Avodah Zarah and it has a beautiful artwork or a good smell or something, some Hana'a from the Avodah Zarah. He's not going to try to get the Hana'a from the Avodah Zarah, but incidentally, as he's going about his business, he happens to get Hana'a from the Avodah Zarah. So those were the cases that we had in our Gemara. There is another Gemara that's kedai to take a look at. It's just a few lines in Maseches Babasra, Daf Nun Zayinam Beis. The Gemara in Babasra says, Otzim Einav, what is it? Otzim Einav Midavar Ra, or something like that. That a person, quotes a pasuk, that a person closes his eyes from seeing anything evil. And the Gemara says, Hechidam, what exactly is the case? That a person is closing his eyes not to maybe you get a Gemara in Babasra. In Maseches Babasra, the third parak of Babasra is very long. It's about 30 dapim long, third parak of Babasra, full of lamdas, a beautiful lamdasha parak. And at the very end of the third parak, you get a little bit of agada to Gemara. The whole third parak is one lamdasha sugya on top of another. But at the very very end, you get a little bit of agada. So at the end of the sugya, at the end of the parak, so this is right before the very end. It talks about the nashim ha'omdos ala kvisa, women who are doing laundry. So here we go. Thank you very much. So the Gemara says, yeah, the parak ends on Daf Samach, so a few pages before that, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara says as follows: Va'otzim einov mir'os bira. Person closes his eyes from seeing evil. Right? This is a quote from a pasuk, Otzim Einav Mira'os Bira, pasuk Yeshayahu. Pasuk is that Holech Tzedakos V'Dovim Yisharim Moes Bavetza Ma'ashakos Noer Kapav Mitmoch Bashochad Otem Ozno Mishmo Adamim Va'otzim Einav Mira'os Bira. Talking about someone who avoids bad things. So Amar Rabchia Baraba Zeshe In Mestakel B'Nashim. Who's this pasuk referring to that closes his eyes from bad things? A guy who doesn't look at women when they're omdos al kavisa, when they're doing laundry. So hechidami, what's the case of a guy not looking at women when they're doing laundry? If there's another path that he can go on, and he dafka chooses to walk by the river where the women are not dressed as properly because they're busy doing the laundry in the river, so then rashahu. Then he's a Rasha. Even if he closes his eyes, he's a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? Because why did he walk by the river? There are two paths. He needs to get to work in the morning. And there's the path that goes right by the river where the women are doing the laundry. And there's another path that doesn't go by the river, that goes on a street where you won't see anything. And he chooses to go by the river. So that's Rishos. Why is he going by the river? Even if he closes his eyes, he's a Rasha. Now wait a second. In the language of our sugya, what would we call that? Ika darka achrita. In our sugya, we have two considerations about everything. We have the consideration of efshar and the consideration of mechavim. So that would mean efshar. Ika darka achrita means that it's fairly easy for him to avoid the situation entirely. So in the case of efshar, it should automatically be asur. Idaleka darka achrita. If there's no other path for him to take, says the Gemara. Anusu. Well, then what do you want from the guy, the poor guy? He's an anus. What do you expect from him? Then there's it's no chiddush that he's Rashi says, imistakel derech halichasa. Rashbam says, rather, if he looks, Va'onas rachmana patre. So he's going to be patre. Why would he have to close his eyes? He's an honest nebuch. He had to walk there. There was no other path to go. So what do you want from him? So says Marliyom Deleka Darka Achrita. Really, there is no other path. And he's got to go this way. And still, we don't just say, ah, what do you expect from him? You know, of course he's going to look. He's an honest. No. Vafiluhachi mibayale lemenas nafshe. He has to do what he can to close his eyes, turn aside, do whatever he can not to see. You cannot say that I'm an onus and that I'm off the hook. He has to be better than that. By doing that, he becomes a chassid, he becomes a better person. That's who we're referring to when we say that if someone is so wonderful that he's otzim ein of mira ospira. So what do you get from this Gemara? That if it's efshar, if it's at all possible to avoid, whether you plan on closing your eyes or not, and how would we call closing eyes in the language of our sugya? Closing the eyes would be mechavin, right? I mean, if you keep your eyes open and you're looking, so then you're mechavin. If you try to avoid looking or avoid enjoying looking, then it's lo mechavin. So what emerges from this Gemara is, so long as it's efshar, so long as it's possible to avoid, it's absolutely usur to go in that path. Even if you're not going to have kavana, even if you do better than not having kavana, you actually close your eyes. So long as you go in that path, it's going to be asir. Good? That's what comes out from this Gemara. Now, is that what comes out from our Gemara? So we're going to have to see in a second.
How much of a burden does it have to be in order to change your...
what's called low efshar? When we say that something is not possible, it doesn't really mean not possible, it means not easily possible. That's the way Rashi and the Ran explain our sugya. So what's called not easy? I'm not sure how you magdir it, whether you magdir by time, inconvenience, I'm not really sure. But at some point you get to something that's called not possible. Now, So this halacha of efshar v'kol mechavin comes up by Hana from Chametz. We've seen it in our sugya by Hana from Avodah Zarah. Now we see it in Masechet Baba Basra by being mistakel benashim. This also comes up in the sugya of Lashon Hara. We just did the Chavetz Chaim's introduction on Sunday, the Hakdamah to the Chavetz Chaim. So I figured this would be an excellent way to show how what I said on Sunday, that the Sefer Chavetz Chaim is not a Musar Sefer. People think it is a Musar Sefer, that is Shmiras Halashon. Shmiras Halashon is a Musar Sefer. Sefer Chavetz Chaim is not a Musar Sefer. Sefer Chavetz Chaim is a very strict, when I say strict, I don't mean overly machmer, I mean a very clear halacha sefer. And he writes in his Hakdama that nothing I am writing here is a chumrah or a dvar musar or anything like that. Every single thing he writes in Sefer Chavetz Chaim is halacha based on sugyas and shas. That's the Chavetz Chaim. It was a phenomenal feat to make a Sefer Chavetz Chaim. When he wrote the Mishra Berurah, he had a lot of raw material to work with. Dozens of people had written commentaries on Aruch Chaim. So all he had to do was take all he had to do. But what he did was he took the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Eli Rabbah and the Chayyadim and the Prima Gadim and all the different people who wrote on Aruch Chaim, and he just condensed it into one super commentary. But it's not something where you had to create Yesh Me'ayin. Writing a Sefer Chavetz Chaim, a halacha sefer, a whole sefer of halacha, on Lashon Hara was pretty impressive because he took a topic that essentially didn't exist and no one ever wrote about before. There's a couple of Maseches Erechin, a few lines of Maseches Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, very, very little written on Lashon Hara, and some things from Rishonim, a little bit of Rambam, a little bit of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and he put it all, or Marik, I think he says, and he put it all into a whole sefer, fantastic work. Now, in order to prove to us that this is actually halacha, and that it's not just things that he thinks are a good thing to do, miderech musar, he wrote two parts to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. He wrote the Makara Chaim, which is just the bottom line halacha, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do, this is what you're allowed to do, this is the heter, this is the asr, the yeser. And then he wrote a part called Be'er Mayim Chaim on the bottom of the page. The Be'er Mayim Chaim, he explains in great detail where he got each of these halachos. So Chavetz Chaim applies this kind of situation. What about Lashon Hara Habalo Liadam Bal Karcho? You're in a place where they're speaking Lashon Hara, but you're not trying for the Lashon Hara. You were there for something else. And it happens to be that they're speaking Lashon Hara while you're there. Yeah?
Yeah, he's more about Basra. Afshar, right? Chavim Chavim, but still you're stuck with Nashim, so it's a problem. So Lamaisa nowadays, a very Lamaisa case is obviously the Kotel. That during the day, there are two ways to get to the Rova, right? the Rova Square. You can go through the Kotel Plaza, up the big stairs. You can go through the Jewish Quarter. One is, it's Afshir both ways, basically take the same amount of time.
Okay. Right?
And, but when you go through the Kotel Plaza area, you're almost always going to put in the stock with Asher. Because it's just, especially during the summer. So, that's the same exact case in the Gemara, probably.
Okay, so we're going to have to see how this applies la halacha.
Let's see, patience.
Let's see how this applies la halacha. What? So let's see how this applies la halacha. So take a look at Se'if Hei here in Klal Vav of Chavetz Chaim on page 190. See? Hainu leilich b'lishma. First Chiddush, he says, even though he says I've mentioned that it's nisu daraisa to hear lashon hara, what that means when I say that it's nisu daraisa to hear lashon hara is that it's nisu daraisa leilich b'lishmoa. What does that mean? It's nisu to go out of your way to hear lashon hara. Meaning, if there's a chevra that's talking and you know that they're speaking lashon hara, so you go to join them because you want to hear. That's the nisu daraisa of hearing lashon hara. But if you're sitting amongst a group of people that just happen to be sitting around for some other reason, they're eating, they're drinking, whatever they're doing, it's just a chevra of guys, and you happen to be amongst them, and then in the middle they start talking Dvar Masurim. This might happen sometimes to Jewish people, that maybe you're sitting with other people, and it could be that someone's going to start talking Lashon Hara. And the guy is Mishaer, he makes the assessment that giving tochacha is not going to help, that telling them to stop is not going to help. Why does he say that? Because he explains on the bottom. Because if giving tochacha will help, then you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to give tochacha. Right? He's assessing that based on the people that he's dealing with, if he starts telling them that they're doing the wrong thing, not only are they not going to stop, but it's going to make it even worse. They're going to get so angry that they're going to start mocking him and they're going to start making fun of him. So then vada, it's usher to be mochiach them. Because the Chafetz Chaim says it's like al yisapar the meshivcho shel chaveiro. It's just like that. There's an isra of lashon hara. If you know there's a person that a lot of people don't like, that the people you're talking to don't like, let's say none of you like Leibowitz. So if I go and if someone comes and says, oh, Rabbi Leibowitz is such a nice guy, such a whatever, so he knows that that's just going to get you guys to say, no, he's not. He missed shir yesterday. You know, and it's just going to get you to say more lashon hara. So then it's usher to be mesaper b'shevach. You're not allowed to even say his shevach. Right? So that's Lashon Hara. It's amazing. Speaking positively about somebody could be Lashon Hara. So he says, if that's the case, then giving Tochacha could also be Lashon Hara, because you're going to be Mochiach them for speaking Lashon Hara, and you know that it's only going to rile them up, and they're going to say more Lashon Hara. So if that's your assessment, that that's what's going to happen, then don't bother giving them Musar. Now, you have to know, sometimes what will happen is, they'll still feel guilty enough. It's Yeshiva Bachram, and they know they shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara. And if you tell them, guys, this is really Lashon Hara, we shouldn't speak. So they're not going to like it. They're not going to be happy about it, because you make them feel really bad, and no one wants to feel really bad. Plus, you're killing the conversation. But they'll stop. Meaning, they'll feel guilty enough that they'll stop. Well, then you have to stop them. Because if you can give tocha that they'll actually listen to, then you have to stop them. It's a very uncomfortable mitzvah of Ochiach Tochiach. Very, very challenging mitzvah. My favorite Ochiach Tochiach story is there's a guy in my shul who used to like to, when he gets a haircut, to shave his head. Because he's balding on top, so he didn't like how it looked, and he only had hair on the sides. He's a young, athletic, you know, guy who's very muscular, whatever, and very vibrant, whatever. He didn't want to look like an old man, so he didn't like to have the hair on the side and totally bald on top. So he used to like to shave his head bald. There's only one problem. You're not allowed to cut your payas off. It's halacha and shulchan aruch, right? You're not allowed to cut your payas off. So I know him for a long time. I went over to him and I said, you know, I think there may be an issue with shaving your head. And he's like, what do you mean you think there may be an issue? Like, are you a rabbi or not? Like, is there an issue or is there not an issue? Like, I never really looked into it so much, but like, it sounds like it might be an issue. He's like, why don't you look into it and then get back to me? So I looked into the sugya very carefully because I wasn't sure that he was going to be mekabel. I looked into the sugya, but he's a learned guy. So I looked into the issue very, very carefully. And it found whatever that's machlokas, whether it's nisid daraisa or nisid rabbanan, to shave your entire head. The nisid daraisa obviously to shave the peis off and leave the top. What about if you shave your entire head? So probably it'll be passing only nisid rabbanan. Plus you have machlokas aposkim, how long the hairs have to remain. Does it have to be long enough that you could still grab it, long enough that you could still feel it with the fingernail, or Shechter quotes from Ramesh Salvej Ganev Sharav, or long enough that you could be kofif roshal li karo, that you could bend over to the each hair to its root. So different shitos in the poskim. So I printed up the Mar Makomos, and on Lag B'Omer morning, when I knew he was going to get his haircut, I saw the guy in shul, and I went through the Mar Makomos with him. I said, Machlok, showed him different shitos, you know, so don't get a zero. Don't get a one. I could hear getting a two. You know, you could still feel the hair, even if you can't grab it. If you could still feel it, that at least you have what to be somechan by nisid rabbanan, make it be somechan Ramesh Salvage. Fine. That's what I told him. And he wasn't happy with me. I could tell he wasn't happy with me. So later that morning, school was on our Lag B'Omer trip in Grand Park. This is years ago already. And I got a phone call from the guy, and he says, Rabbi Leibowitz, I owe you 1,000 brachos. I said, why? He goes, I don't know if you could tell, but I wasn't so happy with you before. I said, yeah, I could tell. He's like, I went to get a haircut. I had my children with me, went to the barber, and I got a two instead of a one or a zero based on Ramesh Salvechik, whatever, you know, what you told me. I decided to get a two, but it's pretty short. And there was another guy in the store with a beard or whatever, a very firm-looking guy, who came over to me and started yelling at me in the middle of the barbershop in front of my children. You shagits. How could you shave your head like this? Don't you know it's an issur d'oraisa what you're doing? You have children here. They look like you send them to yeshivas. What kind of father do they have that they see a father that does such a thing? And he said, so I very calmly said, well, actually, it's machlok shishonim, whether it's an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. It seems we pass in Shulchan Aruch like it's an issur d'rabbanan. And habshi, three machlok achronim, how long the hairs have to be. And according to Moshe Salvech, according to Nefesh Rav, that it could be that if you could still feel b'tziporen, that the hair is there, then it's mutter. So I probably have what to be somechan. If you're interested in looking into it, I had handed him the Mar Makomos shul that morning. He went straight from shul. He's like, if you're interested in looking into it, here's the Mar Makomos. So he said, you know, if we hadn't gone through that whole sugya, it would have been humiliating for him, because he wouldn't have known what to answer. His children were right there. This guy's totally being mevazim in front of his children. And here he was able to, you know, to stand up for himself. So sometimes, tochiach, tochiach, it's uncomfortable at first, but sometimes it pays off. It pays off in the end of the day. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you're around a group of people and they're speaking Lashon Hara. First mitzvah is tochcha. Now, if they're not going to listen, or especially if they're just going to make it worse, you're just going to make it worse that way, so then what could you do? So he says, so what could you do? Tali bezeh. Depends on the following. Here we go. Im efshar lo leilech v'misi basam olah niach etzba'o ba'aznav. If you can leave the group, or put your fingers in your ears, mitzvah rabahu osa bezeh, k'mosha amr chazal b'ksubas. Then you're doing a very great mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos. You know, are you familiar with that Gemara in Ksuvos about the fingers? The Gemara talks about the role of each of our fingers. Each finger has a role in halacha. The etzba is how we measure the width of an etzba. The amma is the middle finger. It's how we measure the length of an amma from the elbow to the top of the middle finger is an amma. The kometz measure is how we take a kemitza. Zeres is also, the pinky is also a measurement. So we have different roles in halacha for all of our fingers. And then the Gemara says, but wait a second. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating man, why did he make fingers with nice round edges? Wouldn't it be cooler if we had fingers with points at the end? You would never need a toothpick or a fork. You would just be able to like stick your fingers in your food and, you know, eat it that way. Why did Hashem make our fingers with you know, round edges? So the Gemara says, oh, it's pashut. This way, if you hear Lashon Hara, it fits beautifully. You take your fingers and you stick them in your ears and then you won't hear any Lashon Hara. It doesn't really work, I know. So, it's a cash on the ground. So he said, that's why they're rounded, because if they were pointy and you would stick your fingers in your ears, you would never hear Lashon Hara again, but you'd never hear anything else either again. So having the...
I thought we had earlobes for that.
Right, the Gemara talks about that also, like the earlobes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah, the Gemara says that that's the first thing to get burnt in Gehenna is our ears, because the ears hear the Lashon Hara.
If I learned at third grade, you have this, you push down, and that goes over, and that goes over, you can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything. Okay. So anyway, that's, the Gemara talks about that as well. But that's what he's talking about. The first thing to do is get away from there. If they're talking Lashon Hara, and you can't... So, stage one, they're talking Lashon Hara, give them us or make them stop. If that's not going to happen, stage two, second best thing is get away from there, or... put your fingers in your ears. Avalim ef shaloli shamit mimisibasam. But let's say you can't get out of there. What does it mean you can't get out of there? What do you mean can't get? Just leave. Why can't you get out of there? Umishair ba'atzma. Let's say you're in a car. You're on a train, whatever. You can't get out. Umishair ba'atzma she'itza zudanach sezbo ba'azam gamkin kashalol ma'od mimpe she'ilu gu'alav. And you also can't stick your fingers in your ears. Why not? Why can't you stick your fingers in your ears? They're going to make fun of you. So it sounds like that's a good enough excuse, because they're going to make fun of you.
They're going to speak more Lashon Hara because you're doing it.
What?
They're going to speak more Lashon Hara because you're doing it.
Right. They're going to speak more Lashon Hara because you're doing it. That's very likely. And also, it's going to be embarrassing to you. And it could be that a person is not obligated to embarrass himself for the sake of an Isser D'Rabbanan of hearing Lashon Hara. Why is this only an Isser D'Rabbanan? I thought we said hearing Lashon Hara is an Isser D'Oraisa. He says it could be it's D'Rabbanan if you don't believe the Lashon Hara, or if you're not happy about the Lashon Hara. So maybe putting your fingers in your ears at that point, maybe hearing the Lashon Hara, we'll get to that in a moment, but maybe hearing the Lashon Hara in that case, he explains in Bermayim Chaim, is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. And B'makom Kavar Abrios Dochalos Seisha B'Torah. So since Kavar Abrios Dochel Lo Seisha B'Torah, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yutes explains, what does it mean Lo Seisha B'Torah? It means the Isra of Lo Sasser. It means all the Surim D'Rabbanan are shoved away in favor of the concern of Kavar Abrios. However, on the flip side, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Bermayim Chaim, the Mishnah Nidio says that it's mutav sheyasa adam atzmo shote kol yamav al yer rosh hashach sfnei makom. That it's better for a person to be called an idiot his entire life rather than to be considered a rasha for even a single moment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it could be that it's arguable on either side if we're dealing with only Nisid Rabbanan, but let's assume that you have a heter not to put your fingers in your ears if they're all going to mock you, and you don't want them making fun of you. You don't want to suffer through that indignity. Yeah.
So the Chafetz Chaim said in the second line why it's only Nisid Rabbanan, because he wasn't Lele.
Oh, so maybe that's why it's only Nisid Rabbanan. Good, because you didn't go, you didn't do Maisa to go hear it. Fine. So he says. But that may not be enough, because if you are hearing it, just to listen and be makabel, maybe the answer.
But it's not.
Maybe ain bo maisa, but it's still.
When you're listening, when you speak Lashon Hara, right? That's for sure, right? But the only reason why you're doing an issue when you're listening is because somebody else is speaking it, right?
Yeah.
So if nobody would speak Lashon Hara, then nobody would be over the issue of listening to Lashon Hara. So the fact that you went there not to listen to Lashon Hara, but they happened to be speaking Lashon Hara.
I don't think that knocks it down to the Rabbanan.
That's not your fault.
It's not your fault. I don't think it knocks it down to the Rabbanan. If you can get away, you got to get away. There
it's
are
not,
other people
but it's
listening.
It's not your Lashon Hara, though. It's not your Lashon Hara.
Yes, it is. Listen, he goes through in Sif Beis. I didn't photocopy Sif Beis for you. But he goes through that it's an Isser, even, it's an Isser Daraisa, even to listen to Lashon Hara. I'll read it to you. The second Sif Beis, he writes in Kol Vav.
Don't they say only if you're related to Lashmah?
No. Afal shmiyas lashon hara levad gam kein yesh iser min haTorah. After beis hashmiyah ein bedaita lekabel zdor kiven shemata oznav lishmora. Just by listening, just by being mata oznav.
Even if you're not lishmora, even if you don't go to prayer, it's intentional oznav.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So it seems like he kind of contradicts himself.
No, the reason is Leilich Lishma. What do you say by the Leilich Lishma?
The Torah. Leilich Lishma.
Oh, I'm Leilich Lishma. No, because he's going to say when it's Leilich Lishma, there's nothing to talk about. It's obviously an Issur Midaraisa. When you happen to be there for some other reason, then it's what we call Hanoa Balol Yadim Bal Karcho. And then you have to deal with all these details that we're dealing with. Then you deal with the following. Step number one, give them tochcha, make them stop. If that's not going to work, step number two, right? Meaning that's all given.
So it's not even under the klal, leiluch lishma, it's only klal.
Right. Meaning leiluch lishma is pashur, it's a davar asur midaraisa. If you're not leiluch lishma, it could still be asur daraisa in certain circumstances, asur drabban in circumstances, maybe mutter in certain circumstances, as we're about to see. So he says, so step one is give them mutter. Step two, if that's not going to work, put your fingers in your ears or get out of there. If that's not going to work, why is it not going to work? Because you don't want to get out of there. You don't want to put your fingers. You can't get out of there, and you're putting your fingers in there, they're just going to laugh at you. It's not going to do anything. So what should you do? So he says you should do the following three things. You wanted to ask something then? Okay, so he says do the following three things. On the bottom of page, Kupsad Yal. Al kalpanim yira oz lezariz es atzmo. Person should encourage himself, motivate himself. Ulahamid al nafsho be'is tzara kazu. And to express self-control at this es tzara. Vililcho melchemes Hashem im Yitzro. Fight the melchama with his yetzer hara. Kidei shal yikashal al kalpanim biso daraisa shal shmias v'gabol slashen hara. Not to stumble in this is daraisa of hearing and accepting lashen hara. Ulzet tzarech shlosha pratim sheyizar ben mod. And for that you need three details that you have to be very careful about. Yinatzal yidez al kalpanim yisro Torah sheyish b'avon anal. And if you careful about all these three details, then at least you'll be saved from the yisro daraisa. What are the three details you need to do? Aleph, yachlit b'nafsho beskeim gamor shalola min la divrei gnos shemasapren al chavreim. Number one is you make up in your mind that you do not believe them. Whatever they are saying, you don't believe a word of it. It's hard to do.
Even if it's true.
Right, you have to convince yourself that it's not true, even if you really would have otherwise thought that it would be true. You have to convince yourself that you do not believe them. Number two, Lo yenichalei b'shmias sipurei ma'asura ma'ele. This is the key. This is the one that has to do with our sugya. What does that mean? Lo yenichalei. You're not happy about it. This is what we call in our sugya, miskaving. That if you have miskaving for the yisur, that you're enjoying the fact that you happen to be walking by and smelling the chametz, you're like, ah, oh, I'm glad I smelled that. It smells delicious. So that's miskaving. So when you're saying, I didn't try to come here for Lashon Hara, but wow, that was a geshmak, a piece of Lashon Hara. So that's miskaving. But if lo nichalei, if you're disappointed, you're upset, you're perturbed by the fact that you were exposed to this Lashon Hara, so that's step two. And step three, or condition three rather, gam ya'amid al atzmo, shelo laharos, lefnei ha'mesaprin shum tenua she'era mimenu shum askim ledvreim. You shouldn't give any sort of indication that you agree with what they're saying. Ach yeshev ke'even domeim. You should sit there like a stone, meaning poker face, stone faced, as if nothing they're saying is having any effect on you. Not only that, v'im yuchal laharos lefnei panim nizamim, if you can show them an angry face, where you're able to show them that you don't agree with their nonsense, then that's even better.
Stare down.
Yeah, and that would be even better. If you show them that you're upset or disappointed with the way that they're speaking, that would be even better.
It's also very difficult for me because these are all very, very subjective things. Like, let's say it was the funniest thing you've ever heard about this person. It's almost impossible not to laugh.
Right.
So you're automatically over an issue because you can't control yourself.
Yeah, right? That's what it sounds like.
That's
so you got to get out of there. Yeah.
How are you supposed to know it's coming before it comes?
You're supposed to jump out the window of the car.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. Look, no one said Hilchos Lashon Hara is easy to do.
Are you supposed to kill yourself before you listen to Lashon Hara?
No.
So you shouldn't jump out of a car.
So here's where it gets...
It's kind of like...
I mean, you could say this on every sif in Chavos Chaim. It's all hard. It's very, very hard.
No, it's not that the fact it's hard. It's the fact that it's an impulsive thing. Meaning, when somebody says something funny, your automatically natural thing is to laugh. So to hold yourself back is nearly impossible.
The same thing for walking past the laundry, the natural thing.
No, the fact is that
the women doing the laundry.
That's F-shir. This is a case where you're in a moving car that's going 75 miles per hour. It's low F-shir.
Look, it's all hard. It's all hard. It's a matter of how disgusted you are with Lashon Hara. If we were properly disgusted with the idea of Lashon Hara, then we would look. If someone can make fun of someone else and it's hysterical, but if you were that other person, you wouldn't find it so funny. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you love that other person like it was yourself, then you wouldn't find it funny at all. You'd be insulted and you'd be upset by it.
I think the case of someone walking into and hearing Lashon Hara and not liking it as opposed to liking it is a little different than someone walking past, let's say, a restaurant with good smells on Pesach and not liking the smell.
Why? What's the difference? Good? What's the difference?
If the smell is going to entice you, it's going to entice you to... You're not going to just not like the smell because it's Pesach. You're always going to like that smell, then you're going to smell it still. And you're still going to like
okay,
it.
Okay, I hear that. Okay.
I think Lashon Hara is one of the most unique... I don't think you can compare chametz and avodah zarah.
So we'll get to that, yeah.
I'm just talking, I'm just curious, just one of the qualifications where you can't believe it. It's lashon hara, but you know it to be true.
You know it to be true. You were there.
You were there, and you happen to be saying it, and you know it's true.
Right.
So is that still applying?
I don't know.
You
got to look at the chametz chaim about that.
Lashon hara,
I don't know.
For you to hear it, like if you saw the action occurring.
Lashon hara about rishayim.
I don't know. Lashon Rav Hashem is a whole different cloud than the Chafetz Chaim. He has a whole discussion on it. But here's what I wanted to focus on. We were still, you know, I want to focus on our sugya. So look at Os Yudalev on page Kuf Tzadi Beis. Lo Yeh Nichalei. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, first of all, this incredible humility. Zavr Zeh Tzarech Laharchiv Bebiro Me'eis Hashem Avakesh Shaloi Kashal B'dvar Alacha. He says this is a matter of a serious sugya, and I ask Hashem, on Kuf Tzadi Beis over here, we're on the bottom of the right hand side. Os Yud Dalin Be'er Mayim Chaim. Be'er Mayim Chaim, Os Yud Dalin. He says, I daven to Hashem that I shouldn't mess up this halacha. You assume he's a Chafetz Chaim, he's not messing it up. But he davens to Hashem anyway that he shouldn't mess up the halacha. V'hu, the Garcinim B'Psachim. He says, it's Gemar B'Psachim. Itmar, Hanabel, the Malkarcha by Yermataz Rav Amar Asura, Umaskinan, Beloshon Sheni, according to the second Loshon of our Gemara, which we paskin like, because both the Rif and the Rush paskin like the second Loshon of our Gemara, Loef, Shavlo Machave, and Lukuli al Mashari. If it's impossible to, or if it's very difficult to avoid, and you're not trying to get Hanah, then everyone agrees it's Mutter. Ef Shavlo Machave, Hainu Plutai, Rabbi Dev Shimon. If it's easy to avoid, but you're not having Kavanah for the Isser, that's a machlokas tanoim according to the second lashon. Who do we paskin like? In machlok should be Rabbi Shimon b'Dav Shem Miskaven. Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it should be mutter. Ki pligi hecha de lo efshar v'kam mechaven. Machlokas is when it's lo efshar to avoid, and you're having kavana. So that's where Abaye Amar Mutaris, Rava Amar Asura. Abaye and Rava, who do you paskin like? No, Rava in all of Shas except for
six.
Which six?
Six.
Yal Kigam. Okay, whatever. The Adua Dilchsa Kirava. This is not one of the Yal Kigam. The Halacha is like Rava over here. Good. Kenu Lashon Arif Arash. He says it's even strange that they have to write the Halachas like Rava because Rava and Abaye are only arguing Aliba Deshitas Rabbi Yehuda. They're only arguing within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, even Abaye would agree that it's Asr, because if Rabbi Shimon holds Kavanah doesn't matter. That Kavanah does matter. So Rabbi Shimon would say that if you're having Kavanah, of course it's going to be Asr. So according to the way we pass, it shouldn't even matter whether you pass like Abaye or Rava. But even leaving that aside, at the end of the day, it turns out, if you were to draw your box for, you know, lo efshar lo mechavein, lo efshar mechavein, efshar v'lo mechavein, efshar v'mechavein, right? If you were to draw that box and put in the checks and the X's, what's mutter, what's aser, it would turn out lo efshar v'lo mechavein. Oh, efshar v'lo mechavein, shari. That as long as you don't have kavana, it's mutter. Whether it's efshar or lo efshar to avoid, as long as you don't have kavana, it's mutter. Da'anan kaimel like Rabbi Shimon, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, davar shen miskavein is mutter. V'lo efshar v'kam mechavein aser. But if it's, even if it's unavoidable, but you're having kavana, it's going to be aser, right? We pass on like Rava, it's going to be aser. Upirish Rashi Shem Vizela, and Rashi explains what all this means. Fine, we saw the Rashi's ready. But the bottom line is that it's all tului on the issue of kavana, right? If you have kavana, it's aser. If you don't have kavana, it's mutter. Efshar, as it turns out, doesn't make a single bit of difference lehalacha. It may have made a difference in terms of some amoraim holding one way or another or whatever. Not a single bit of difference lehalacha. Lehalacha, it's all tali on kavana. If you have no kavana, it's mutter. Yes, kavana, it's asr. That's what it turns out by chametz and by avodah zarah.
So Chafetz Chaim here is comparing lashon hara to our sugya.
So now he's going to say, so maybe lashon hara should follow the same words.
Yeah.
right? But we're not there yet. And he goes on in the next paragraph. Yaduhu mashkas varan besugyezu dilahachli karle agamara hana balod malkarcho. He says, what defines it as hana that came balkarcho? Mishum shalom balakan bishvi lo. He didn't come here for this hana. Eli harech mimelakasi. He walked by, and again the smell was there. V'zeh ha'din shal ha'gemara lav dafka din avot z'chav mazol zin reach du ha'din b'davar atali b'ri'iya o b'shmiya v'gam b'kali sunj b'torah. Clearly the sugyan p'sachim is not only about smelling chametz or smelling avot zara, it's about seeing or hearing anything that you're not allowed to see or hear. K'mo shem u'ksham ha'gemara m'kal ha'raya shev yisham ha'gemara. It's clear in that gemara over there from all the rayas. So he says, okay, now let's go back to Lashon Hara on page 193 now. Ve'ata nachzol li'inyanenu li'inyan shmias lashon hara da'achanami kivin de'lechadchilo lo balakan ba'achabura b'shvil hashmia rak li'inyan acher. Since you didn't join this group for the lashon hara, you came to this group because they were just having lunch and they're your friends. Ve'gam ata lo nichle b'shmias dvarim shel lashon hara chiyazu b'zeh, and you're not happy about the lashon hara. Ve'vaday lo avar alisra shmia, you're definitely not violating the iser of hearing Lashon Hara. Why? Lo mechavein. As long as lo mechavein, you're okay. Good? But you're not closing your ears. V'af gav deino otei maznav be'is ha'shmia. V'im ken l'choru psik reishe l'shmoa. But wait a second. If you're not closing your ears, doesn't it become psik reishe? And it's not just dov reishein ha'meskavein. And psik reishe b'yasa midar reis on the top left-hand side. Now he says ze'ino. When is a psik reishe asr, he says? Psik reishe is asr when you're doing a maisa. But when you just happen to be there and the sound waves just make their way into your ears, that's not a maisa. So as long as you're not mechavein, even though it's a psik reishe, it's going to be mut. A chiddush. No? As long as you're not, when you're walking by, the smell just comes into your nose, even though you're not closing your nose, you're not closing your eyes. But it's not a maisa. So yeah, you did a maisa by walking over to the chevra in the first place. But when you walked over to the chevra to eat lunch, that wasn't an iser. They only started to speak Lashon Hara afterwards. There was no maisa of going to hear the Lashon Hara. That's why he said at the beginning of the sit. If you go to hear the Lashon Hara, it's a maisa and it's a psikresha, it's vaday asa, it's nothing to talk about. But if you go over there and it's vaday mutra at the time you're going over there, you're not going over to hear Lashon Hara. And then Lashon Hara just comes. Even though it's psik reishe, as long as you're not miskavein, as long as it's lo nichle, you're not happy about it. Memel it's mutter because we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says.
It could be psik reishe, even though you're not going over to be mechavein to speak Lashon Hara, because of your chevra that speaks Lashon Hara all the time. You know they speak, they tend to speak Lashon Hara. That could be psik reishe. When we eat lunch,
okay, you're giving that case. He's talking about a case where you had no idea. It's mamish bal karcho. You had no idea that there was going to be any Lashon Hara.
If we're taking into account psik reishe, should that mean that any case that extra does matter? Meaning, in any case, extra makes a difference if you go there for the purposes of the iser or not.
Why?
I mean, in this case, for example, I'm saying, I was originally going to ask me in terms of Lashon Hara case, why, if it parallels the Gemara, for example, and extra doesn't matter, so why can't you go in the first place?
If it parallels the Gemara, Efshar doesn't matter.
So we see Efshar doesn't matter.
Oh, so why can't he
go in the first place? Once you bring up the situation, then obviously Efshar doesn't matter.
I think by going in the first place when you know they're speaking Lashon Hara is itself the Yisr. It's a Maisa Yisr. Walking on path A versus path B is not a Maisa Yisr. It's the Yisr is looking at the women or the getting Hana from the Avodah Zarah or from the Chametz.
So
if you're going to smell the Chametz, that's your purpose in going, then the Echanami, that's
what it is. But in this case, Psikration implies more because walking there is the Yisr.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Then he says, on page 194, he says, but wait a second. If this is all correct, everything I'm saying, that it all depends on whether you're mechavin or not mechavin, then what do we do with the Gemara in Bava Basra? He says, "Vein lahakshul sal sugi zume hadamrin ba basra in zayin beis." You could lechora ask a question from the Gemara ba basra. My dichsiv va'otzei made of miros beraz eshena mistakel benashim b'shosham losal kvisa. They now let me mistakel at women when they're doing the laundry. The kapara chagemara echidami, and the Gemara says, "What's the case? Idi ikadarka achriti rasha hu." What does that mean? There's another way to go. You're a rasha. Vidi lakadarka achriti anus hu. And if there's no other way to go, then he's an anus. So Gemara said, "Leom dalakadarka achriti vafilu achim boi lemenim nafshe." Lemenis nafshe. That he's, you're right. He's there's no other way, and he is an anus. But still, you got to close your eyes. Upiresh harashbam rasha hu va'afal pishu otzeim einav. The guy's a rasha even if he closes his eyes. Meaning, if it was a case of efshar, and he's lo mechavein, how do I know he's lo mechavein? He's closing his eyes. And what does the Gemara say? Rasha! What? According to our Gemara, if he's lo mechavein, it's mutter. Why is he rasha? The halo the skari vahederech. He shouldn't have gone that way, the Rashbam says in Bava Basra. Harchek min akiur, stay away from nasty stuff. So Vim Cain, Hachanami, I might pass him Dev Shavu Machavi, Nan Shav Shalik Bederech Ach, Velev Kabis Rana Shalav Zuchav Mazolos, Vuhalik Bederech Zu, Kim Shalik Bederech Vin Machavi Lehenos, Shari! In our Gemara we say it's mutter. And it's not only Avod Zar, it's by all sorts of things. And the Gemara Bava Basra calls him Rasha, even if he's closing his eyes. Wow. And even if you want to say, says the Chafetz Chaim, like the Shita of the Chachmas Adam, which he himself projects in the Haggah on the bottom of the page, where the Chachmas Adam holds that you have to close your ears, close your eyes when you pass by the Hana'a of the Avodah Zarah or whatever, which he has problems with that Shita, but even if you want to say that the Chachmas Adam, but the Chachmas Adam still holds, if you close your eyes, it's good enough. I mean, the Chachmas Adam will say that it's not enough not to be Mechavein for the Hana'a when you're getting it, but you have to avoid the Hana'a entirely by closing your eyes. But at least that would be enough. According to the Gemara Bava Basra, even that's not enough. You're still a Rasha, even if you close your eyes. What do we do with that? Why is it when it comes to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, when it comes to the Yisra of Chametz, as long as you're lo mechavein, mutter, yet when it comes to Histaklus Benashim, even if you're not mechavein, if it's efshar to go b'derech achriti, it's asur. So he tries to suggest some possibilities, and then at the end he says as follows, and with this we'll conclude. On page Kuf Tzadivav, take a look. Bottom half of the right hand column, page Kuf Tzadivav, bottom line. The Iyanti Harbe Bahai Kushi. He says, I thought a lot about this question. Vinirali the Svaras Hagamara de Ba'arayos Mepneshanafshalad the Mahmadasan Sarak Lachmir Yoser. And the only conclusion I can draw is that Arayos is more Chamor. You know why Arayos is more Chamor? Because people have. When's the last time you had a Yetzirah of Rav Adazara? Probably not so recently. Last time someone has a Yetzirah to look at women? All the time. Da'agam sha'ata choshev shaloni chalebana azu. Person is going to say, ugh, looking at women not properly dressed, ah, terrible, I'm not happy about that. Ooh, that looks nice. Person immediately, you know, as soon as, like, you think you're going to have a certain attitude, and then you see, and then, you know, so you think it's lo nichale, pen yiskabri yitzro lov bal karcho v'yavol ha'arali deza. Yetzirah is that strong. V'chein matzino b'kame inyanim sheichmiru yoser b'inyani yastaklus mikol yisurim shabatorah. It says it shouldn't surprise you. We're more machmir by the yisurim yastaklus than we are by all yisurim in the Torah. Why? Is the yisurim yastaklus worse than avodah zarah? No, it's not worse than avodah zarah. But we're more machmir. Why? Because the yetzirah is that great. Af b'lov shav l'machavin. Even when it's lov shav l'machavin, we're machmir, he says. K'nin shamru b'brachos, the Gemara says in brachos, achori ari v'lo achori isha. Better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman. Wow. Why dafka behind a woman? Because you're going to be mistakel, right? Aren't you going to be mistakel if you're face to face with a woman also?
Unless you're who walks like that.
So the Pesukim explain, yeah, but you shouldn't be able to stand face to face with a woman. The Pesukim explain, when you're standing face to face with a woman, she can see you also, and she can see where you're looking. So she'll be able to know if you're being mistaken, and you'll be embarrassed. If you're walking behind her, she won't see what you're looking at, so you won't even be embarrassed to look. This works with the assumption that it used to be that you'd be embarrassed. No longer, whatever. Okay? It wasn't where, it was assuming a society where women didn't dafka want you to look at them. Head-turning outfit. Such an expression. Have you heard that expression? Head-turning. It turns heads. A dafka want that it should turn your head, that everyone should be. A guy runs into a woman on the road. Rotzachro misalkel it studded. She chases her and shove her off to the side of the road. it's lo efshar, lo mechavein. None of this should be mutter. But we're more strict with this because the Yetzer is that much greater. So I was thinking about this. The Chafetz Chaim doesn't finish the sentence though, meaning, and therefore by lashon hara, what should we say? No, if he's going to say the chilik between histaklus on the one hand versus chametz avodah zarah, is that by chametz avodah zarah the Yetzer is not that bad. And therefore, as long as you're not mechavin, it's fine. His stockless yitzhar is terrible. Therefore, it's always going to be asr. Even the love of shalom mechavin is going to be asr. Where does lashon hara fit in? Is it more like chametz avodah zarah or more like his stockless? So I would think it's somewhere in between, a little closer to the stockless. It's something people do all the time. They have such a terrible yitzhar for lashon hara.
Wasn't he trying to bring out sources in the sense that like Arayos as a category is more machmir as opposed to
right? But maybe lashon hara misvara we should be extra machmir about because
he's saying
you have to categorize it, but then it's going against what he wrote in the Chafetz Chaim, because what did he write in the Makar Chaim that when is it what do you do if you're in a group? So first of all, if you can get away. Only when it's lo efshar, then make sure you're lo mechavin also. What do you mean? Even if it's efshar, even if I can get away, just be lo mechavin, it should be fine. Right? According to Maskanas HaSugya. Why is he more machmir on lashon hara than he is by chametz b'pesach and by avodah zarah? So I thought maybe he's being more machmir on lashon hara because he views lashon hara as being closer to arayos. Not quite like arayos, because lo efshar v'lo mechavin is going to be mutter. By Arayos, even lo efshar v'lo mechavin is asur. So I thought maybe that's where he's going. He doesn't finish the sentence though, and maybe I missed it, but he doesn't really say that.
Falls in the middle, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because it's not. I would say Arayos is more a chomer minister than lashon hara. Good yagabor. So since it's more a chomer minister, that's on top, right? But then we have another category of what's more common, right? So. People eating chametz on Pesach. If you're religious and you care,
that's what I'm saying. The Yetzer Hara is not that great. The Yetzer Hara for lashon hara is pretty significant, though. I would think. Okay. Shkayach.